Give me some examples of the case studies then in terms of cash flow, where you've turned an AST house into a guest house.
The guy was paying like $950 a month. It's a three bed, and we were like thinking, oh, well, that's great at the time. But then we've turned it around and now it's making $3,000 a month.
What did your friends and family think when you joined the academy?
They were like, are you mad? Have you joined a cult?
So you're making a grand amount of profit at 50% yes. occupancy?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Jeez. And you've just bought three just in the last few months, haven't you?
Yeah.
So once they're finished, how much profit were you expect to be making across the whole board?
Up to £15,000 a month.
That's incredible.
I was happy with my 50 grand salary or whatever, but then I was making the owner £500,000 profit. Yeah. And it's like, gosh, why didn't it kick in a lot sooner than now?
What's been some of the biggest challenges then that you've had? Leslie and Chris, congratulations for coming and winning us on a Wednesday.
Thank you.
So you guys are now property millionaires.
Yes.
And have built up a nice little property portfolio. And we've been working together now for about 19 months.
Yeah.
And you've bought a bunch of houses.
Yes.
And where are you buying and what is it that your strategy is? What are you looking at?
All serviced accommodations, apart from one AST property. We have bought 5 properties. And 3 rent to rents, so mostly serviced accommodation.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And whereabouts are you buying? Have you got a patch, or are you just mm-hmm. buying it all over the place?
All within Greater Manchester.
Yeah,
yeah. Probably, that's our patch.
Yeah, within an hour's drive, easily.
Yeah. What was it then that made you want to get into property? Because you're a nurse,
yes.
And you do weddings, supply all the different things for weddings. You good jobs, like your jobs.
Yeah, love mm-hmm. my job.
What was it that made you want to start building up a property empire?
I think I'd already got 2 properties and I had a bit of money from one of my relatives. So I wanted to do it better. Then I started looking for people who were doing like property like yourself. And then came across you and decided, let's go on the academy and learn how to do property better.
Yeah. So talk to me then about serviced accommodation. Why have you chosen to rent your properties out to people on a short stay basis as opposed to just normal AST contracts with long-term leases?
We've had a few mishaps yeah. with some AST contracts and right. people renting our properties, like not looking after the property. Uh-huh. And we have had to do a lot of work to renovate them, yeah. get them back to the way they were. So we thought, it's easier to do a short-term let.
What are you thinking, Chris?
Well, I think, as Leslie said, obviously after like the year or 2 years of just single let and then just the renovation works afterwards, you kind of you balance it up with monetary-wise and you think, wow, it wasn't even worth it. Whereas now, obviously, we get great ADR on the properties now. And at the end of the month, it's just unbelievable to kind of think, well, hang on, you were making £500, but now you're making 2,000-3,000
from the same property.
It's amazing.
It's really interesting though, because a lot of people think, I don't want to do short stay lets because of the hassle and the maintenance, there might be parties, but you've kind of said the opposite, which is, AST long term lets, that's more hassle.
Yeah,
it definitely was.
Really? That's really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, out of the 8 properties now, there is the one property that is a single let, but only because it seems to suit that property now. We've tried it, other strategies on it, but that seems to be working best on it.
Does it work anywhere then? So if you're wanting to do short stay lets, does it have to be in a particular area where there's tourists? And how do you do your market research to know that the property is going to rent out well?
Mm. I think it does. I think it has to be near like train stations, somewhere where you can get to the property. It's got something that people can do, attractions. And that's what we've sort of based everything on. So every time we look at a property, we go, what's in the area? Is it accessible to everybody? Can mm-hmm. people get to it? Is there things for people to do? Especially if there's families going there, is something for children to do? And that's how we look at it.
Who are your guests then? Who's generally staying at your properties?
Oh, gosh, it depends where it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think because each property, it's different and unique itself. I mean, obviously the ones in and around Manchester, they're not directly in the city. So it's not really the business person, but yet
the ones just out of Manchester, yeah, we are getting workers. We are getting people that just like to come and stay for the whole weekend, Friday to Sundays. So it does vary, but I think it just depends on the location of the house, really.
Mm. And I think the thing is, with serviced accommodation, I went to Manchester a few months ago and I wanted to stay at a hotel and I couldn't get one.
No.
So everywhere was fully booked. Mm-hmm. I ended up having to go to Wigan and staying at a hotel in Wigan because there was just nothing in Manchester itself. The market is booming.
It is booming.
And from a cash flow perspective, I mean, instead of charging £1,000 a month, if you're charging £100 a night, that's £3,000.
Yeah.
Give me some examples of the case studies then in terms of cash flow, where you've turned an AST house into a guest house. I want to know the split test, the difference on figures, because there might be people watching this that have got a couple of buy-to-lets and they're making a couple hundred quid a month and they're wondering what to do next. And it could be very feasible that they switch it over.
I think the Knutsford.
Knutsford is the best one, the best example, really, because the guy was paying like £950 a month. It's a three-bed, lovely, semi-detached house, three-bed, £950 a month. And we were like thinking, oh, well, that's great at the time. But then we've turned it around and now it's making £3,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the turnover? Is that the turnover, £3,000?
Is it's because I own it. The mortgage is very low on it. So the outgoings are very low.
Yeah.
So it's £600 outgoings.
Yeah.
And then so the rest of it's profit. So £2,400 profit.
Yeah. A month. Which is
amazing.
A salary, basically.
Yeah.
From one house.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the other houses are quite similar. Even on the three of the properties are rent to rents. Even after paying the monthly rent for that and all the outgoings, you're still making minimum £1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, these properties at the moment, they are running like 50% occupancy. So we know there's much more potential.
So you're making a grand amount of profit at 50% occupancy?
Yes. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I'd say that's on all of them. but obviously, apart from the one in Knutsford, that's just blown us and showing the potential even more so.
Yeah.
And you've
just bought three just in the last few months, haven't you?
Yeah.
Three houses, yeah.
Are they live yet? Are they up and running?
No.
They're not even live yet?
No. Renovating those.
We're literally on rip-out stage.
So once they're finished, how much profit will you expect to be making across the whole board?
Oh.
Gosh. Oh. Up to £15,000 a month.
Wow.
I know.
That's incredible. Do you wish that you'd done this sooner?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I wish I'd done this years ago.
Massively. Yeah. I mean, for me, being an ex-hotelier, when I used to manage hotels for 27 years, and wow, it's something that I'd never seen it. I always thought, you know, I was happy with my £50,000 salary or whatever, but then I was making the owner £500,000 profit.
Yeah.
And it's like, gosh, why didn't it kick in a lot sooner than now?
Yeah.
But I think at the time I was doing that, I'd never met Leslie, and I think now that the both of us together and the team that we are, and we bounce off each other with this.
How long have you guys been together then?
7 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And what made you decide? I know you've been in property for a while. You owned, you know, a couple of properties. Before, yeah. But now you're property millionaires making a very good amount of cash flow.
Yeah.
How did you get into it properly? Like, what made you decide to start doing this?
My friend at work, she said, you've got to meet this guy. He's on YouTube called Samuel Leeds. I'll just watch him. So we're there at work watching you. And she said, right, that's it. I'm signing up. Couldn't wait to come and see you. So we paid the £1 to come to Birmingham, went home, told Chris that's what we're doing. We're going straight there. My friend didn't go. She didn't go to.
She didn't even turn up.
No, she didn't come to the crash course. And I said, "What are you doing?" We signed up straight away. We're in it. But she has been since, but she's still not signed up. So I'm working on her.
So she got you into it.
Yes.
But she's just there on the peripheral.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting.
She's still watching and observing.
She's still watching.
Well, God bless her soul. And it's great that she connected us. Yes. But now what's her name?
Kennis,
get down to the crash course, Kennis. Get down to the crash course. Wow. And what did you think? Did you think, when you heard the strategies, you both professional people, had a couple of properties already. When you heard about what was possible and what you could do, Did it sound too good to be true? Did you just think that makes logical sense? Absolutely. Where was your mind at?
Oh my gosh.
A little bit in between, really. We'd seen sort of some of it with having properties, but then we didn't know all the strategies.
No.
And we thought, oh gosh, it sounds brilliant. Let's have a go. And it just went from there. But we didn't think it was possible what we're in now.
Yeah.
It's just blown our minds.
Yeah. If anything, you kind of, to absorb, it was as if you taught us too much. And yet you still teach us to this day. But yeah, it's then working out the right strategy for yourself.
Yeah.
And thankfully now, you know, we've seen that, yes, purchasing some properties is definitely key to it. Because then I think it's future-proofing your property more. Whereas on doing the rent-to-rents, yes, there's an income there. And yes, we obviously look after and maintain the property, but we're just so passionate, but more towards our own properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
that's the goal, isn't it? To get your own properties.
Yes.
But the rent to rents gives you cash flow to do that.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can then save the money that you're making from rent to rents, put it down as deposits.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason why then? Because you're both still working. You're still, I know you've cut down your hours.
I have. Yeah.
How many days are you working now?
2 days a week.
Okay, but you're still a nurse, yes. And you love it.
I love it. Yeah.
You're still working at your job and you really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What's the goal then? Because a lot of people say, oh, I want to get into property to get out my job as quick as possible. But I mean, at some point you might decide to leave or retire early. But what's the real goal?
The goal is to get a hotel.
Yes, to get the hotel. And then to be honest, that'll combine a lot of what we do each day anyway. So we obviously want to get a hotel where it's got the function space so we can incorporate all the wedding business.
Right.
And that'll be even more successful than what it is now and help promote the hotel as well. Leslie.
Get me a clinic room in there. We'll
create a clinic room.
And aesthetics. Do what in there?
Aesthetics, Botox and fillers.
So that's your kind of dream?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's a lifestyle for you then. You want to be hotel owners.
Yeah.
And I guess, Chris, because you've got background in hotel management for so many years, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And to work your way up to owning a hotel, if you'd just bought a hotel without, even though you've been a hotel manager, but now you've got the experience of short stay let, service accommodation, you've got the money behind you, you've got the network. I think it's a really exciting goal.
Yeah.
No, it is. Yeah. It is. And to be honest, doing the service accommodation in the style that we have with the rent-to-rents or even with their own properties, I think it's such a different experience to just running a one-unit hotel anyway. Yes, I believe it'll be easier to run a one-unit hotel than trying to be in five places at once if there was ever any wee little issues that we have to resolve.
Well, we spoke about this at length when you came to my house for a couple of days.
Yeah, we did.
And put together a business plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very feasible.
Yeah.
Very, very, very feasible from where you are now.
Yeah.
It's the logical next step.
Yeah.
And it's where your heart is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, our next step in the heart is that we've got somebody ideally sourcing to find the hotel.
Yeah.
And they're actively seeking because we are looking for something by the end of this year. If not going into the beginning of next, the very latest.
So you're looking for a good deal sourcer.
Good deal sourcer. Who we've got.
Well, we have got
helping
one.
Helping us. Yeah.
Who's that?
Dwight.
Okay. Yeah. He's also been on Winners on a Wednesday.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah. He is. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's making great money as well from his sourcing.
He is.
He's really good.
Yeah. And what about, do you have a pension of any kind or?
I've already taken my pension, NHS pension.
Right.
Yeah. Which I've put into a property and that's how I've got some of the deposit for another property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in terms of the rent-to-rents then, how are you finding rent-to-rents? Because it's not necessarily easy, is it, to find landlords? Because landlords are of the mindset often, oh, that sounds like too much hassle because they think that it's going to be really difficult.
Yeah.
But they don't realise that actually it's a great move for everybody.
Yeah.
And it's easier to manage short stay let guests potentially than even ISTs.
Yeah, of course
it is. How are you finding landlords and how are you convincing them to give you their properties for you then to run as serviced accommodation?
Well,
one of our friends came to us.
Right.
They saw what we were doing and he was like, just take it. I want you to just run it, you know, and take it off me. I'll give it you now straight away.
Wow.
So he came to us because he saw what we were doing. So that was great.
Yeah.
And then we had approached
him, I think it was about 4 months beforehand because he was trying to sell the property.
Right.
But then I think it fell through for his third time. And in the end, he just got in touch, didn't he, and said, yeah. Oh.
Sounds like a lease option agreement opportunity.
I know, right? Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I said, yeah, definitely have it as a lease option. So we're going to go back to him and ask him if he wants to
sell it at the end of the term.
Yeah.
And he loves it now. He thinks we're brilliant. He's like, oh, that's great. You know, he's getting a regular income. Yeah. We're doing our income. So,
If anything, I think he's actually in the process of buying another property. And then already he's like, I'll just rent this to you guys. And you can do your stuff with it.
Because from him, it's guaranteed rent. But from your perspective, you're paying him a normal rent. But then you're renting it out by the night and keeping the profit.
And then he had his family stay at that property and paid us.
That's nuts.
But to answer the other question, I mean, to be honest, we looked at getting out there and finding landlords and you know, hats off to these deal sellers. It's a tough little job for them. And because we did try it first, and it is hard, it is difficult. But in the end, it's very time consuming. And at the time, we were very busy with our jobs and with the properties that we purchased to do the refurbs and that. So hence why we found really good deal sources and then we got there was a few that didn't come off and didn't deliver what they were wanting to do, unfortunately. But then obviously you find people like Dwight. And just amazing, true to his word.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is as well, there's enough money in the pie for everyone to make money.
Yes.
The builders can make money. The government can make their money.
Yeah.
The deal sources can make money. The investor makes money. Everybody makes money because property is quite a lucrative business.
Yeah.
So are you going to take on more rent-to-rents or are you planning on just buying or where are you at?
Lease option agreements.
Right. What's the difference then between a lease option and a rent-to-rent?
It's similar in some ways because you're renting the property from the landlord, but then you have a lease option to buy it at the end of the term. So you'll take it for 5 to 7 years. At the end of that term, you've got the option to buy it if you think it's or pass the keys back if you don't want it anymore.
But then you're fixing the price at the beginning.
Yes. Yeah.
So if interest rates drop a little bit and then property prices go up, you're fixing the price now. So all that capital appreciation you're tapping into as well as getting the cash flow throughout the term. So you've got, I guess, best of both worlds.
Yeah. Hence, I think that's our thoughts with regards to the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely our lease option.
But that's what I did on my latest one, as you've seen.
Yeah.
I think, did you stay there? Or?
No, we've not stayed there.
You should stay there.
Yeah, we should stay there.
Yeah, go and stay there for the night. Get a bit of income for me as well. Yeah.
And you've had to
see
how it all
works and be good to see it.
Definitely.
But also, Peak District, you got property there?
Yes.
We've just taken... Yeah,
good area.
It is a really good area.
Yeah, it's just under a refurbishment programme at the moment.
It's like 5 steps from the train station. It's so close to everywhere. So it's really
what have been the biggest learning points then? What have you learned over the last couple of years or 19 months of really stepping up?
So much.
There has been so much. But I think to get into the nitty-gritties and, I mean, A, very quickly with regards to service accommodations, biggest issues for us is the cleaners. And I mean, okay, at first, Leslie and I, we ended up
doing
the first 30 cleans over the properties just due to daft little thing that the costing hadn't been incorporated in on one of the channel managers. And because the bookings were coming in that fast, it wasn't until a few days later, I was like, wow, all these bookings, but there's no cleaning fees attached. So it's like, great, okay, we'll do it ourselves. But do you know, you've got to get involved like that.
Yeah, you learn a lot
to understand it.
That.
Yeah, and again, I mean, with purchasing the house as well, seven to nine months,
and source all your furniture, source everything.
Yeah, it's a good journey.
It is a really good journey.
And moving forward again, we'll probably go through similar things with the hotel.
Yeah, how do you determine whether a house is a good investment then before you buy it?
Oh, you have to look at your figures, don't you? You have to go through your figures.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we stand there as well. When we see a house and you just get the feeling for it. And I think if something that you're going to purchase yourself, you've got to think, do you know what, would I actually live here? And can I see myself being living here in 5, 10, 15 years? Not necessarily a forever house, but it's one of them where you kind of, you get the feeling, you go, do you know what?
yeah, let's really, really go for this.
We do that now, don't we? We go to the properties, we go, oh yeah, I could live here.
Yeah.
Right. We do that every time.
So it's a bit of gut, you got to look at the formulas and the figures, yeah, but definitely. Also that gut feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
And if you think, actually, I don't like this house,
yeah, yeah.
It doesn't
walk
feel
away.
Right. And yeah. Something in your gut and in your intuition is saying no.
Yeah, and even if the figures stack, you think, no, I don't like the feeling of it. Or I'm
Yeah. We have walked away from a few properties, though.
Yeah,
which makes sense. Mm. So you're looking at the figures, you're doing your due diligence.
Yeah.
You're going, I would also advise everyone to go at night and walk around the street.
Yeah, at different times, yeah.
Because if it's a sunny day and you're there on a Saturday morning,
looks lovely.
Everything's romantic and lovely, but then you go back at 10 o'clock in the evening and you think, ooh, this doesn't feel quite as safe as I thought.
Yeah.
That's another tip. What about, what did your friends and family think when you joined the academy?
They were like, are you mad? Have you joined a cult? Have you, you know, they're thinking all sorts. How much did you spend on that academy? So they were very negative.
Yeah.
You know, they are because they're not sure. They don't know what it is.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because most people generally are quite pro-university. I know you went to university, studied and had a great time.
Yeah.
And people are quite pro that. They'd celebrate someone going to university. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not young, fresh out of school. If you say, oh, you know what, I'm going to go and study and educate myself and get a degree, people will applaud that.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the skepticism is for when it's property investment.
I think they just don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they're not open-minded to it. And they're thinking that we're going to get scammed or...
Yeah, it's high risk.
High risk, yeah.
Outlaying all this money and at the end of the day,
it's
like, well, hang on a minute, if you not bought your own property, and it's like, well, it's the same thing, but what are you doing on a bigger scale?
Yeah.
Or we've learned strategy about rent to rents and
and it's the most lucrative investment ever.
Yeah.
Property investment.
Mm-hmm.
So to learn how to do it. Yeah. I mean, you've got properties that you were renting out and making a few hundred quid a month.
Yeah.
And
not
now
much
it's
money.
In the thousands.
Yeah.
Just because you learned how to switch the strategy over.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
That's worth just on one deal you've made your investment back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
What do they think now? Are they still
My mum's on board, isn't she? Oh, she's like, what are we buying next?
Yeah.
So they've seen the results now.
Yeah. And Kenneth is doing some deals, my friend at work.
That's good.
Yeah, she's started.
Oh, good.
But she does need to join the academy.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
As much as we mentioned the hotel, that then there's been one or two that are like, but you're not a hotel person, mum, and this and it's like, you're a city girl, and it's like, well... Let's see what comes about first.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's best to just let your results speak.
Yeah, definitely.
Not talk too much. Just crack on quietly.
Yeah.
A lot of people join the academy don't even tell their friends and family.
No.
And then when they're making, you know, 5, 6, 7 grand a month, then they then tell them.
Yeah.
But at that point, it's proven to have worked.
Yeah. And people also watch you, don't they, as well, on Instagram. Yeah. Even though they don't say much, they're watching everything that you put and going, oh, what have you got now? And they're really interested.
Yeah. What's the experience been then? What is the academy and how's it been?
Oh God, it's amazing. It's changed our lives totally changed our lives. We didn't think it'd change it as much as it has. I think that's the thing. That's the, you know, learned so much, lots of networking with investors. Networking.
Even though down to all the mentors.
Oh yeah, mentors are brilliant.
Everyone issues.
And yourself, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
all
you.
The training. Yeah. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, well, I've loved it. And I loved having you at my house for a couple of days as well.
Yeah.
That was just so
was
much
amazing.
Fun. Thrashing out your business plan and pushing you to think bigger and go to the next steps.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of people hold themselves back with their limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
I think they're not ready. Now's not the perfect time.
Yeah.
But ultimately, life's short. You have to just absolutely think big
and go
for
it.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, because I don't think there was ever a time when we or for the reality to come. And I can't wait for the day when. Sorry, I know we keep going on about the hotel, but that is it.
Excited.
Yeah, I can see that.
Too excited. I mean, for managing them for so many years, and let's say making profits for the owners, it's like, well, hang on a minute.
Let's
make profit for us, the owners.
Yeah.
Plus more and to expand from that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
When did you decide then you were going to get a hotel?
Oh my gosh. I think it was after being in your house. the kind of thought was kind of there, hence why it was in the little business plan to begin with, but it wasn't like maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day. It wasn't quite as urgent as it is now.
No, it's like it's going to happen this year.
Whereas now, it'd be nice to happen this year or into early next year.
You just opened our eyes and went, it's possible. Just do it.
Yeah,
get out there and do it.
Well, I just bought 3.
Wow.
So I was like, 100%. You've got the skills, you've got the background, you've got the appetite for it, the passion, the profits there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been some of the biggest challenges then that you've had in terms of, I mean, even time management? I'm just thinking,
oh gosh,
you guys both
crazy.
In full-time jobs. I know you've gone part-time now, but yeah. being full-time in work,
yeah.
I mean, geez, that must have been pretty tough.
Yeah, it was
pretty
tough.
We still struggle with time, yeah. don't we? Like juggling yeah. things because, yeah. you know, you constantly have to do family juggling. As well, don't
mm-hmm.
you? And
I mean, when we first decided to take on the rent-to-rent SA and the first deal that we signed up for, and then within 10 days,
we had three.
yeah.
And that all needed furnishing.
You got three rent-to-rents in 10 days?
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know how we did it.
Wow.
We decorated them, furnished them, and got them all out.
Yes, yeah, sourcing all the furniture, upcycle. We're great believers of upcycling furniture as well, not just buying everything brand new, but yeah, it was.
And painting it all lovely colours and making busy. It bang. You know, it's like when it goes on live, it looks brilliant. So we did all that.
Family life, girls to school, weddings in between.
Work.
Leslie doing the nursing. And I think we'd taken on the house that we had to do refurb with as well. So, yeah, it was
full on.
It was busy days.
I can imagine. But when you do something, you know you're meant to be doing it.
Yes. It's so enjoyable.
Yeah. And when it's your passion.
Yeah.
And you know you're building something for your future.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun. We even have fun at B&Q. Yeah. We're like, oh,
B&Q. Yeah, I get set a budget, you know, for materials, and then I've now learned, just take Leslie with me, because then she'll see the difference in quality, and she'll be like, let's just put this on a trolley, and then suddenly it's like, that was never on a list, was it?
Yeah, but you've got to make the properties pop, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Oh,
you've got to make them.
That is what we've learned, why I think I said earlier, you know, our passion is, we are very passionate about when we own the properties, and to future-proof them, as we say. Whereas the rent-to-rents, yes, you've still got to keep them to a good quality, and we've decored them and furnished them as if they are our own. But yeah, there is that little difference to owning your own.
Wow. Well, you guys are doing super well, and really appreciate you, what all the value you bring to the community, coming on the Winners on a Wednesday and sharing, inspiring. We'll have to do a part two interview once you bring the hotel
up
and running.
That'll be so good.
That'll be absolutely amazing. Yeah. But thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you continue to win.
And thank you for your training.
Thank you, Samuel.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Thank you.